current source of this topic is the Mishnah on Samachet Tamar Al. Neither Shabbat Zasi of Shvi Shachar Umatla Torah Uben Hashmash is Lohi Fisha Ulaach Yom Abad Kamata Meya Harahi Becheskes Taora. We presume that in the intervening time she was Tahora. And as Kamina, that the Tara, which she touched in between, first source of this topic is the Mishnah on Samachet Tamar Al. Neither Shabbat Zasi of Shvi Shachar Umatla Torah Uben Hashmash is Lohi Fisha Ulaach Yom Abad Kamata Meya Harahi Becheskes Taora. We presume that in the intervening time she was Tahora. And as Kamina, that the Tara, which she touched in between, are Tor. Bot Gatu Yamashvim Shachlin to Matar Tmeya, Ben Hashmash Lor Fisha, Ulach Asman Bot Gamata Tahora, Reizu Bechaskan Tmeya. And then Tanane is Eiv, with Kibbutz Kidas in the first mission. Okay. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Tanakhama said, as long as you check, and in the morning it's considered a good after Tara. Rabbi Yudah is asked to be in Amincha Lamala. Chomer Amim, Afila Bishnaya Lemidata, Vodka Matatara. When Hashmash was Lord Frisha, Lachasman Vodka Matatamea, is a Becheska Tara. Even on the second day, don't forget, then is now where. I gotta go back, I'll take a few steps back. We're already oriented that all women have to have Shimon Akiyim. That's the Chumah de Rab Zeir, which we're gonna be discussing a little bit later. The Gemara says later, actually earlier than Sefta, that the Dos Yisrael and Chmir Al-Atma, Shafil Eroas, Mar Brooks, Shafil Eroas, Tipa Stam Gechardel, Yoshvel, I love Shimon Akiyim. Even any little mashuam dam has to be Shiva Nakim. With the right though, you're probably aware through the various sources, there's definitely a nida and a zav, post and a chumash. A nida, as this mission indicates, she can see dam up to 7 days, and when the 7 days are up, she goes to the mikvah. In other words, she can see dam for 7 days. She starts seeing down on a Sunday morning. She can see down Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And Shabbos afternoon, she makes a hefsek tara. She goes to the mikvah mostly Shabbos. That the din is the right for nida. And zava, which means she sees zava gadola. She sees 3 consecutive days in a time which is below esigdos, but she really shouldn't be seeing down. Then she has to wait what we call shiva nakiyim, 7 clean days after all the dam has. Then you have 7 clean days after that. So we have a chumrah that even a woman who's really should be treated as a zavah. This is kind of a zayir chazal. And therefore, some of the nafkaminas which we discussed here in the Mishnah, number one is talking about nida, which we don't have. Number two is talking about tarat, which we don't have. So you have to reorient yourself and you get to learn Mishnayas, which might not be so relevant in their direct sense. But indirectly, this mission is extremely relevant. Because this mission tells you about Hefsek Tara. And Hefsek Tara is just as important when it comes to Zava as when it comes to Nidu. Because you have to establish when the Dam stops to know that from now on you can start counting the Shiva Yom and the Key. But we've taken this mission by Nidu, we're extrapolating it to the case of Zava. Let's go start backwards. I should mention in passing, I don't know how I'm going to mention it otherwise, but I mean Tiva Tanka Chardel, I meant to mention it in the last year. Talk about the Mara Dam, the Rabbeinu Yonah and Brochus. Some of you learn Brochus here. Rabbeinu Yonah and Brochus is a Chiddush Nifla. Huh? The color of Charla. Charla is mustard. Mustard is brown. Says the Pulsum quote, this is a Chumra by brown. We talk about it on Friday. Other Pulsum say it's wrong. How can it be? It's impossible. Mustard actually is closer to yellow. Dama Yorok, Dama Yorok is tar. What's he talking about? If you don't find anybody that's there on yellow, unheard of. They say Charla means inside. Even it's like a teeny mustard bean, seed, tiniest little amount, she's basura. What's the question? I said, what's the chiddush? the Mishnah. The Mishnah, Zamanit, is the Talmud of Masha. They give various interpretations. Some say, very nice interpretation. I think it's Rabbi Yona, quote the Pshat, maybe somebody else, that says, what's the Vart? Why is Rabbi Zeresh just a Chumrah? Because he's afraid that although the Dam is seen at one particular time, maybe it's really, she miscalculated, and it's really the time of Zavah instead of the time of Eve. So they ask Akasha, granted, but if you don't see 3 days in a row, there's nothing to talk about. You may have seen the Gemara, as we'll see later. But it was an intermediate there. What they call Hiskin Rebbe Misadas. So Rebbe was afraid in the field that the women weren't experts in calculating what was needed, what was Zavah. But still, if she doesn't see 3 days, it doesn't make any sense to have Shimon Akim, Mamanasha. If the main Ida, it's okay. If the main Ziva, should be what we call Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, Zavah Katana. You also wouldn't need Shimon Akim. So what else has such a tremendous Kumar for? So this day, we're afraid that the Dhamma she sees really, although we see it all in one day, maybe it came out of the Beis HaChitzan over a 3 day period of time. And therefore, really, she did see 3 days. I mean, this really was a 3 day. And then when they say, it's only a tipa is not mistaken, the one tipa which came out of a 3 different days, well, you might have had a halamina. If she sees a lot of dam one day, so a chayshis that came out of it, really, that was the time here over a period of 3 different days. And therefore, you have to go to chumra. But if she's a tipa, kachardal, you might think this whole chumra doesn't apply. Kamash malon abzeri, even in that case, that's why it's kachardal. Yet another pshat, which is given by the Acharonim, the connection we spoke about earlier last week, is that chardal is so such a small amount that in all likelihood there was no hargosha. No hargosha, there's no shadow of a daraisa. If you might have thought it was no hargosha, the Chazal did not introduce this chumra of Shimon Akiv. Hamash Malan, even though it's the chardal, there's no hargosha, we still have to wait Shimon Akiv. It's just a different interpretation of why the expression is chardal. Yeah, but maybe they didn't introduce the skumra of Shiva Nakiyim for one day.
Well, think
about it. You might have thought they don't pal chumra al gabi chumra al gabi chumra. Kamash, when you do pal chumra al gabi chumra al gabi chumra. This is a chumra from Benos Yisrael. Don't blame the rabbi for this one. This is a chumra from Benos Yisrael. Never have to deal with a couple and explain so many days. Okay, this is a chumra from Benos Yisrael. Rambam, the women, the Rabbanim, they accepted it from the Benos Yisrael. They thought it was a good idea. But the Benos Yisrael, the ones who introduced the Chumra. Yes, Joe. Good question. How did they have a right to make this Chumra? It's like a bitl of Puruhu and Ona and all these kind of things. It's a good question. Very good question. As a matter of fact, it caused some of the problem, which is called Orthodox infertility. Some of the doctors speak about it. That means that if you have to wait the Shiv and the Kiyim, so if the dam lasts, let's say, for 5, 6, 7 days, it can last for a week very often. And they have to wait Shiva Nakim. So by the time she goes to the mikvah 2 weeks after the onset of the period, and some women have a very short cycle, by the time she comes out from the mikvah, she's no longer fertile. She can no longer have a baby. It's a serious problem. So they call it orthodox infertility. And so mamish with the chumah de Rabzera leads to a serious problem of a bitul for a root. It's a good kash. How do they have a right to do such a thing? So the answer is, the Chazal have a right to introduce, not only a right, an obligation, to introduce Zeres where they feel that these Zeres are necessary to maintain the standards and the upkeep and the performance of the Din Daraisa. And they felt that if you're not going to make this Zera, it's going to happen, it's going to get mixed up, if you leave them, it's so complicated, and they're going to be Nichshel and Din Daraisa. They really have no choice. They're not Chas V'Shalom coming to the Vatal Puruhu in general, they're just saying that the rule does not interfere with Puruhu. If it does, it's a very serious problem. What do you do? There are a bunch of the children about that. Can you somehow say, well, that's a chumrah, maybe it's not just a real din. Maybe you should look aside in order to fulfill Puruhu. Rav Asher writes that absolutely not. Because you can't write such a thing if it's bad. You can't. We'll see later, they didn't collect that. The chumrah of the Acharonim, Rishonim, that Rav Asher is going to be willing to bend on in order to allow Puruhu. Get to the left topic on the page. But this is, you can't, what do you do? Big problem. So they speak about it in the various books. Geffen Toriyah speaks about what you do. One of the situations, one of the things that the advised, something is called, it's very rare that it happens, something is called AIH. Do wash the table. A-R-H. A-R-H means artificial insemination from the husband, which is of course not the Bible or the rules. There's only problems involved, the halakhic problem. But it's all, that's the only way to achieve the pregnancy without violating the issue of the nida for the repulsive mamekil, if it's really shakot chak. We try for the pills. There's now pills which can, or vitamins even, certain vitamins, that's what like that. E, vitamin K, clotting factors, yeah.
And before the vitamins came out? Before the vitamins came out,
the
woman with the long cycle
of Shua, what was it? They're all kind of, they're different refuahs. Every generation has its own refuahs. Sure, 30th night, I'll say, oh, the 30th is the one they had, didn't have, what they do? they did the best they can. Every refuah changes in every generation. This is a very serious thing. I was reading a book recently by a neighbor of mine, which indicated that, you know, Hilchos Nida is a good thing, you know, it's a good thing, and it's running a whole reason why all the feminists should metabolize Hilchos Nida, it's a very nice thing. But the author is right. Shimon Akiyev, this is too much already. This is already too much. We should really do away with this. This is Shimon Akiyev. Sure, we have no right to do away with it. The din of the Gemara, it means it was enacted with the power of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the Bezin HaGadol, and there's no Bezin Bezman HaZedek can do away with dinim which are enacted by the Sanhedrin. You can't do that anymore. Enacted by the Amagloim. Anything which is in the Tanna Gemara, you can just say, well, it's not a good idea. Too much. Has to show, there's your thing. I can sympathize with a couple that finds that, you know, that maybe it's not a tshuva or not, whatever, I don't know what. They find it difficult to maintain the halacha. No. So as the post can explain, if someone doesn't want to keep the halacha, that's someone's business. But if you see reprushim at that level, so it's kind of that bezin, is matir, it's din of the Gemara, that's 100 times worse. I think Rabbi Adi Yosef is in a few of his tshuvas, he writes like that. But, you know, he quotes from one of the Rishonim, the Rivosh, he says, there's 1,000 averis by Yechidim, that's one thing. But if the Tzibur is officially matirit, if the Rabbonim are matirit, it's a real Yisr, it's like bringing a Tzalam Lehechol, it's like he starts giving a whole polemic that you can't do that. But that's a terrible thing, you have to be very careful in being the Nizar and the Dinim Kakalas of a Chamur. Of course, sometimes what will happen is that in certain situations, a rob or some balabas will find himself in a situation where he's dealing with balei tshuva. And balei tshuva, they never know how it works. Balei tshuva. First, we start with kashrus. You know, that's hard. I mean, you know, it's easy for us to say kashrus is easy, but we're not used to the cheeseburgers and the bacon and eggs. It's supposed to be good. But of course, it's hard. I mean, we have to go to Shabbos. That's already harder. Shabbos. Can't turn on the light. Can't watch TV. That's really hard. No. And if you get that far, then you're ready to start to with Taras HaMishpoch. Oh. And you really, it really gets hard. So, sometimes the couple says, Ad Kan. We're willing to accept Shabbos. We're willing to accept Kashrus, but that's as far as we're going. As far as we're going. So we cannot have this task of an impossibility. Can't. So, often they'll read up on it, and they'll start saying, you know, what's this with the... So I had a chaver of mine, was a talmid in Lakewood Yeshiva, and he was dealing with Balei Tshuva. And I think he got him together. They keep Shabbos, they got him to keep Kashrus. The Tazan's brother, they said, absolutely not. They hope that could happen, because maybe one party is more from than the other, so they, you know, when it comes to Shabbos, Kashrus can lead him along, and the other one maybe, whatever the details, that's not immaterial. So the Talmud went to Rav Moshe Feinstein Shalita with the following question. He says, look, he said, B'noyak Sheva Olam, it's very often it's common in society, even by the Goyim Gemurim, that when a woman has mamash the Dan Nida, that they have no relations. For whatever reason, is it health reasons or some reasons? For those, wait, 3, 4, 5 days, that there's a Riyaz Dan, So anyway, they're very often abstinent. But then he said like this, look, he said to Rosh Hashiva, maybe I can convince them that look, he already eats 3, 4, 5 days anyway, Mr. Tumman, there's no Tashmish. So just wait 2 more days. And by 2 more days, you can at least have the dinda right. He wanted to know, he asked for Moshe. Does he have a right to do this? But he's doing an Avera. Because after all, the halakha states, absolutely emphatically, that you have to wait the Shiva Nakiyim. And he's telling these people that, you know, that the Torah itself requires this, and the Chazal require that, and, you know, giving them a sense, you know, what's worse. Not to keep this in the right, that's terrible. And the Rabbanim is also bad. But they have a right to tell us to these people, not the Jews. Yes, it's the Rosh Hashiva. So it's a very interesting child. What do you do? So Rosh Hashiva answered him in the following way. But of course, you have to know who he answered it to. What could he get to a Bachel's member of the Lakewood Kollel who was discussing with a particular couple? Rav Moshe wrote that this man who told it to me. He heard it from Rav Moshe himself. It wasn't to any law of the Malach, law of the Sarah, law of the Shliach. He heard it from Rav Moshe himself. Rav Moshe said, you want to have a right to tell him? You have a chiyuv to tell him. But if you don't tell him, you're over on the evil of Tita Nushim. He says, Chas v'shalom, you should tell him that it's mutter. Chas v'chalila. That's of course you're not going to do that. But it says, since this couple is already coming so close to Yiddishkeit, and you think it's mistaber, but they're not keeping nothing. They don't know what it's all about. They just, by them, it's a crazy thing. In these conditions, you would tell them that the Torah requires this, and the rabbis extended it to that. And you tell them in 2 stages. You tell them, you know, the din is, you have to wait 12 days for it to fall down. You tell them straight, they have to wait 12 days. You tell them the Torah, they have to wait 7 days, and the rabbis extended it 5 more days. And you think, you're Mishar, that since they anyway parish for 4 or 5 days, they'll be willing to, because they're anyway Bala Tshuva, they want to come close to Yiddishkeit, that they would be willing to do the din daraisa at the beginning, you know, maybe at the end, they can even do the Rabbanim. Not only do you have a right, you have a chiyuv, and if you don't, you have the chiyuv of Tita Mishnah. Because you'll cause them, because they're not willing to do the whole thing, they're going to violate everything in the Chayav Karet. You're over the chiyuv, Rabbi. You remember the lake with Kollel? Oh, boy. So, of course, one has to be very, very careful with this psak. You know, not to be, this shouldn't lead to a conclusion which is shared by other individuals that I alluded to a few minutes ago. Knock out the whole thing, the Chas V'Chalila. But only in a situation where someone is not keeping anything. And you know for a fact he's not keeping anything. And you fear the person is a shigal of Al-Tshuva, that there's welcome to be in the car in this way. So you can tell him, not that it's mutter, Chalila. You can tell him it's a dinda raisa, and it's a dinda rabbah. And the hope that, you know, first we'll keep the dinda raisa, see it's really not much of a hassle, just an extra day or two. And then, yeah, they'll see it. You can live. Not that people think they can't control themselves, they see a certain lifestyle. They'll see that with the Gemara needed to do earlier, it's true. And the Gemara says in the Lamed Aleph, the days I think it is Nida, and the Agadah the Gemara, that quite the contrary. The lovers of Nida are meant not Chalila to cause distance between husband and wife, on the contrary, to cause close between husband and wife. The Gemara says that if the husband and the wife are Muslim to each other regularly, can say without any interruption, so there's an expression in English, familiarity breeds contempt. As I Mars said off in the Gemara. As the Imam Tara Nida Lashiva, Mesha Ragil Bava Kotzba. Translation. Amra Tara Tet Smea Shiva Yamim, Kadesh Te Chaviva Al Bala Kishas Nisasa Lachupa. It's an amazing Chazal. The whole topic, the whole time of the cross, if you will, of giving the Dinim of Nida is a note on the contrary to preserve the marriage. But there should be greater Chavivus. Because of this cycle which is mentioned earlier. As a matter of fact, you saw the Torah Tashlava, they banged over there. The first Ramah says, I think the first Ramah, no? In Hilchos Nida. He talks about Nida, there's no difference in Nida between the Suah and Pnuya. Am I right? He says, that's Ramah. But it's obvious, the Pasuk doesn't make a distinction. I think it's Torah Tashlava. Somebody says there, well, you might have thought maybe, what's the Chiddush there? Well, you might have thought that Pnuya is different. Because the reason that the Gemara doesn't apply, we're trying to keep the couple close together. So yeah, that's why the Torah gave the dinim of Nida. But if they're not married, so the whole reason that the Gemara doesn't apply, so It's a kamasna, it's not. So they, the Akronim who came after him, the anger of even mentioning that, even mentioning the Havamina, what do you mean? Neither an absolute sin, it's just the time of the Akronim, and we don't follow the time of the Akronim, it's just a reason, etc., etc. But in any event, this is the reason just given. So the couple is married, so then on the contrary, so maybe they'll see that this will make their marriage stronger rather than make their marriage weaker. This is a very, very important thing, and of course one has to judge everything, you know, the proper perspective. Proper perspective. Be very careful to cloud when you judge situations such as this, to weigh the prat against the cloud. Only reason I imagine Rav Moshe was Megill in the shadow which he had, this was a totally personal thing. In the sense that one guy from the Lakewood Yeshiva is going to tell one couple somewhere in New Jersey that the Din D'Oraisa and the Din D'Rabbanan. And there's no Chas Chalila, no Pirtzim in Tzibur per se. You see what I'm saying? There's no Harah for Tzibur Chalila Zahetzah. Just that when in explaining a Din, second imagine it's going to be the same thing in Hilchos Shabbos. The Hilchos Shabbos, the Din D'Oraisa, you're not allowed to drive a car and write a letter. And the Din D'Rabbanan, you're not allowed to talk about business. Or the Rekabot, you're not allowed to talk about business. So you're not allowed to move something which is Mukta. Again, so someone can start off with the Zaraisis. And they say from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, when he dealt with he came to Germany, the people were in Shama Shabbat, told to write left-handed. He didn't say Pashas Chalila, it's Mutter to write left-handed. They was even shtickle her off for the Tzibur, but the way they was doing a totally non-from community. But in here, you have to be careful. I imagine it was just a question of a private discussion between a yeshiva bachur and a couple of balei tshuva. It all comes up to this. I'm reminded because it came up also the same thing of a situation in which came to a rav, a shaila, that there was a certain place where there was a mikveh which was being frequented by single women. This is a very serious halach shaila. Usually you don't find out about it. Who checks up and who asks questions? A woman walks to the mikveh. The mikveh doesn't ask questions who she is. And often, in such situations, there's enough discretion that the person who does this goes out of town. I mean, the person who's living in New York goes to Brooklyn to New York, etc. But if it comes up, it sometimes does. Today is like a Baal Peor. There's no gruel. People have to rub a shadow. What's the din? But the one that you could argue, look, if the woman goes to the mikveh, there's no Easter card. Other Easterim, whatever the level of the Easterim are, we spoke about once in Chi a few years ago. The rice, the rabbonans, or whatever, but it's true. But there's no card. If the person's not let in, the Chavdish Zanag is a card. So the consensus among the rabbonim is, can't allow it. You can't allow it. There's a pierce on the tibur. Like Rabbi Vadi Yosef writes all the time. If an individual doesn't have error, the individual's upright. If the rub, the person in his town is moderate, so then it's a different story. Then it's the rub, the tibur upright. It's a much worse kind of a situation. Just yesterday, I was talking to one of the Rabbanim here in the camp, I had a mamash a similar shayla. Not in the same area, but a guy had a shayla wanted to have a certain cooler. And the Rav said, absolutely not, can't do it. Even though it might lead to a korban, because the Tzibur just can't allow certain things. Can't have a haraw like that. Right, a little bit sidetracked. Okay. So here we have to go back over here to the mission. So think about any of Hefsek Tar. So how many sheets do we have of Hefsek Tar? So one is Yom Shvi Shachrit. One is Min HaMincha L'Mala, and one is what? Even Shani than he does. Right? You don't have to wait until the seventh day. You'll ask the question, what's the difference between the second day and the seventh day? It's the same thing. What's the difference between the second and the chor is exactly identical. The second and the seventh for Nida. What's the difference? We'll see in the Gemara. So the Gemara says in Afsam HaChesem at Beis. Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bekula. Tanya, Amar Lo Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to require that she check the euphemism, she check the whole samach, the whole ben hashmoshes. Okay, I can see the point. You want to have Hefsek Tara, at the very end. At the very end. Akshav, now, Eimar, Sidak, Yadeh, Arata, Somalia, Fisha, Batara, Bazaim, and Milchal, Amala, Malia, Fisha, Batara, Berishan, Berishan. What's the difference if she's Nafsik Batara seventh day in the afternoon before Milchal? I mean, before Shkia. Or the first day in the morning? What's the difference? It's Hainoha. In either event, it's possible there should be Dam between the Hafsik Tara and the Tzvil in the Mitzvah. What's the difference? What? Berishan? Berishan, Meikaman, the man, the Omar. First, we had Amish with Bishani. It's kind of Berishan. Gemara says, in, yeah. No, Tanya, we have a Bryce to confirm it. Omar Rabbi Sha'alti, it's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Shemahalchim Bader, Nida Shabbat Katma Yom Zayin Shachas, Umat Torah, Uben Hashemosh is Lord Fisha, Lachayav Bokamot, Tvei Amal, Omar Lord Reza Bechazkez Tara, Shishi, Chamishi, Revi, Shlishi, don't believe it, it's the end. Shani Mai, Omar Lord Shna, Barishan Lo Shalti, V'ta'isi Shalo Shalti. Now the guts, they asked Barishan Mai, and he made a mistake. Why? Atu kula b'cheska tuma kaimi b'keva the pasak pasak. Once you made a hefsek, it's good. We assume it stops for good. Rishon na b'keva the pasak pasak. No, so you should have asked the first day also. So we assume you made the first day of takamut. No, meikara ma'isa. But why did he chicken have the difference in the second and the first? And he says, he thought, ho'el v'huvzak mayon pasua. What does that mean? He thought that the first day is worse because of Mayan Pasuach. Now what does this mean, Mayan Pasuach? Here's another major question which can raise right away. What does that mean? Does that mean because that's the first day that Dam is seen? Or because it is a day that Dam is seen? In which case you'll have to interpret B'Sheni as what does Sheni mean? If she only saw how many days? Huh? One. If she saw only one day, then B'Sheni would be the day after when she did not see Dam. We're going to see this in the Tosfos and the Rishonim. Discuss this issue. What about that? It's the time of day when she actually saw Dam, but it's not the first day she saw Dam. That's not clear in the Gemara at all. Not clear in the Gemara. Yeah? There is no Maskan.
Why is everyone assuming
the Chumra L'Kulut? The Chumra. The Shulchan Aruch does. Shulchan Aruch does pass from the Chumra. But if she sees Dam the first, let's take the extreme case of the Gemara, which we know the Gemara is talking about. If she sees Dam the first day, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, L'chumra. She cannot do a B'dikah Shachas. Okay? You want to know why? Does everybody assume it? Does not everybody assume it? The Rashba says not so. The Torah says, Bayez, Zayin, Shar, Hey. What about the Paskin? The Rashba says, true, the Rashba is the most amazing gap between the L'chadchila and the B'diyevet. The Rashba says, L'chadchila, says the Rashba, L'chadchila. What should you have? Should have what? Bedika, what he calls Moch Dochuk Ben Hashmosh, which is our recreation of Yodea Ben Enel called Ben Hashmosh. We have to put something in there, cloth, tampon, or something in there at that period of time for the entire Ben Hashmosh. That should be done L'chadchila, no matter when the Hefsek Tara is made. It was made days after the period stopped. That's L'chadchila. That's the biggest Chumra L'chadchila. But B'diyeved, the Rashba is the biggest Kula. What's the biggest Kula? Because cool is, even if she sees Dam that day, and it's the first day she sees him against the tower that day, for whatever reason, if it is, B'dika Shachas is good enough. So you're right, Shad. There are Rishonim who are making. There are Rishonim. B'diyev. Right. That's right. Based on the Ta'isni Shalom Shal, you know? And Pashav Shad, he made him. Oh, wait, why did they pass next to the Havamina? Who made Korah myself? He has a good cash. There are all. Passes the Chumrah on the Shalak. Says Rebbe himself, right there in the Bedek Abayis, Rebbe wasn't Nagel Mamish. He says the easy Shalosh Aldi, said Rashi. But the Ra'ah says, well, you should have asked, yeah, but Lemaisi wasn't Nagel. You don't find that Lemaisi was Nagel Rebbe. It's just an inference. And therefore he's Machmir L'Chadchil. And the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, is also Machmir L'Chadchil. Meaning that if you see Dam on a particular day, before myself, Machmir B'diyevet. Sorry, I said it wrong. That the Machab and the Ra'ah Machmir B'diyevet. If a woman saw Dam Sunday, the period started on Sunday, she had a Hefsek Tara on Sunday at noon, that Hefsek Tara is absolutely no good. No good. No good. No good. Not that they're all possible to the Mechava possible. No good. Of course, as we shall see soon, it's not very relevant to Halacha because we possibly have to wait until another amount of days. So this idea of Yom Rishon Mamish is very, very rare. What is much more common, obviously, is when she's making Hefsek Tara, let's say on the fifth day, but she saw Adama that day. That's going to be obviously a much more common case for us. So that's why I mentioned before, it's not clear in the Gemara what kind of din that has. That's going to be critical for us, Lamais. So we're going to see that soon.
After she finishes seeing Dam, then she
does
Hefsek Tara?
Right.
What's the question?
The question is if she says she sees Dam on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Thursday she makes Hefsek Tara. Can she make Hefsek Tara Thursday morning? Or must it be made after Thursday afternoon, or maybe Thursday even Moftok?
Assuming she sees no Dam at all on Thursday?
Assuming she knows, she sees Dam Thursday, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Now the question is, what kind of Hefsek Tara is necessary? Can do it 7:30 in the morning? Or must it be Dafka done? At late afternoon, right before Shkia, or must be daf to have Movdok? Kol ben Hashmas. That's the Shad. On the Dalf, of course. Can't, you haven't seen the Gemara, right? We haven't seen the Gemara before. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It disappeared upon having Hefsek Tara. No, never. No, we say that she sees them on that day, then the only way to undo that, the mother thinks of having a real gewaldige bedik. Whereas she didn't see them that day, so bedik shachar is good enough.
Right, so, the thing is, why is
that framework of the day? How does that all it's saying is that because
of...
Right, that's correct. That's correct. Since that day there was a re-Islam, so we're more concerned... It follows logically. It's more likely that if she sees Dhamma that day, it's going to continue throughout the day, than it's going to continue tomorrow.
Does the day have maybe
26 hours? Good question. Good question. First episode day, why divide it to days? She divided to hours. She saw 5 hours before she required this. She saw 10 hours before she went... Good child. Good child. So Mestama is talking about Dinder Rabbonim, Mestama the Chumra, this idea of requiring more Mof Dofa, so it's a little Chumra. It's a cock to the Chacham, they all, you know, follow the day. Gain the right, you know, find things with hours. Just go with days, day clip, day block. Yes, sir. So it seems. Yeah. Maybe even Benesh, maybe even Minchol Amal, but not the legal shock. Come to those details for sure. Okay, so far so good. All right, any questions? I gotta see a Tosfos. It's an important Tosfos. Because it relates to our Shaila. This is the Imam Shlamai. Tosfos. From Thomas, Tikshi de Rabbi Yossi, Tikshi de Rabbi Yossi, the Hachar, the Kama, the Sagalei, the Afrashan Shacharis, Ad de Rabbi Yossi, the Perek Bosim, and Afnun Gimel. The Kama is the line there. Uma, you will need the Shlor Frisha, Bitarah, Min Amin Cholamala, Lo Tebe Cheskas Tumo. He said it in a negative, but the positive implication is clear. And had she done it in a mincha mala, it would be good and it's necessary. So therefore, here it's enough to have shakra. It's steer and abiyosu. So v'yei shloma. So ha'osa marik shefrisha v'yom sheroasa bo shakris. Aval ha'ocha mayri bebotka shakris u'motza tahora. Ooh. Ha'os invented a new distinction, which is not found in Parashat the Gemara. What kind of distinction? Did she see Dam earlier on that day? Right? He doesn't discuss yet the first day of the Riyas. That's not under discussion at all. She started seeing Dam 4 or 5 days ago. If she saw Dam that day, then Rabbi Yossi requires what? Hefsek Tara and Amincha L'mayla. If she didn't see any Dam that day, we're just trying to check out whether it's yesterday's Dam stopped, then it's enough to have Bedikas Shach. Kosher. In Cain, this distinction is correct. Keep Achin and Rabbi Yuda, Ilu Yodel, Fib Einer, Kol Ben Hashemosh, and Svechule. Lame Rabbi Yosef, the Nafshe. So, you, Nami, Matzuch, Afrosha, Ben Amincha, Le Malak, Shefrisha, Be Yom, Sherosa, Uma, Moel, Ikuv, Zeh, Shem, and Sulik, Adair, Rosa. Ha ha. Rabbi Yosef is trying to attack Rabbi Yuda by saying what? That it's impossible to require Ben Amincha, Le Malak, but he himself requires Ben Amincha, Le Malak. On a day when she saw. So what kind of crazy question is asking of Rabbi Yehuda? tremendous kind on this. Of me is this shver. Why? The cave on the hook to go row a shachris. Then who that three chalak rosh and I'm in the chalam I love. Below kumra. And I'm in a din. It's a real din. The end, lo, it's not achmer, lo, stopping shem, I'm silik yod there, rosa. La tricha bedika besof hayov. No need to make any chumris. A din is a din. Right. Aval. Rabbi Yehuda shabol ha-hachmir ul-sapek tafilu b'shalom rosa shachris ela b'bogat l'matza tahora. So who matrich ha-frosha gab esof hayom hoya lo la-hachmir b'libdok mitzavik shem b'sviga de aros. Very interesting pshat poses. If you want to be machmir, you gotta go all the way. But you're making up chumris. You're making up chumris. So make a chumra that makes sense. Then go all the way. You want to go more than the din. You want to go more beyond the din, but go all the way. And require Ben Eben Eshmat. Me, Rabbi Yossi, I don't look for chumras. I look for coolers, Rabbi Yossi. I look for all the coolers. But what can I do? Yom Shiroz, that's the Nachmir for Lachar Minuch. But you can't ever get to me, why shouldn't I go for Mokhtoch, Kol Ben Eshmat? I'm looking for coolers, not for chumras. But you're looking for chumras. You always require Ben Eben Eshmat. You didn't see that there. You're looking for chumras. You want chumras? Take all the chumras. That's Rabbi Yossi's, was just sparring, if you will, debating points, which is going against Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so far so good. So it's a very, very important topic. Very important topic. Now, Tosis in Daf Nun Gimel, where the same sugi appears, raises a similar question. This is from the Nama Thomas, correct? Nun Gimel Amad Alp. On that line, which comes quoted here, my ilu nidnashi lor pisha v'chule. In Toma, to the perek bashal, the kamana Rabbi Yossi gufa yidhi b'cheskasa. What do you mean b'cheskasa? What does that mean? Even what else? Bedikas what? Shachris. Here he requires a bedika min ha-mincha l'ma. That's more or less the question he is. I'm going to talk a lot what Tosa's question really is. But let's see what's happening wrong. Yesh loma. Tahasa Mari Bishabotka Yom Bez or Yom Gimel Umatasa Tahora. Shikava Shapasak Pasa. You're back in. Tahaka below Botka. No, what does it sound like? It's terrible. No? What's it saying? Let's first read the Inami, and we'll come back to it first. Inami, Hacha Mayri Shabbatka Shachar Shal Shvi Umetasa Tameh. If you see Shvi, you see Tameh, what's the din then? What? You have to have a bedika, and I'm in Cholamayla. If not, what does that sound like, the Inami? Oh, so Akron said Inami is like what? It's like Toys of Samach Hesam Abeyah, right? What's the first third say? Read it again. Yishlama, the Hossam, what's up? Samach Hes, well, he's what? He's a maker, right? Mari b'shabotka yom beiz o gimel umatzasa tahora v'kevin shepasak pasa v'hocha below botka. What happened? Didn't check at all. So what's he said? The whole inference is wrong, right? The only inference is what he's saying over here. He didn't say anything. No inference. And what's the real thing according to Yosef? What's the din? Bedikas Shachris is good. Don't forget it to Yuki. Oh, okay. So the Chavon will start off to rail a little bit, but tells maybe it's something different. We'll come to it. The Pashup Shach. What? Alright. So we'll see. Now, let's see the Shulchan Aruch Halacha. Okay? Let's give a look in the Shulchan Aruch. I'll tell you part. Kuf Tzadi Vav Aleph and Beit. That's what a Pesach Aleph is. Kuf Tzadi Vav Aleph and Beit. שיבת יום שעזב הסופרת מזכיר לנו ממחרת יום שפוסקה בו. ממחרת יום שפוסקה בו. אז פוסקה הוא? אה? כוסים. כוסים in Riverdale. ממש, כוסים in Riverdale. אתה יודע מה הייתי שואל? I'm not kidding around. A guy is in a long story, but the bottom line of the story was he was married for many, many, many years, and first marriage, second marriage, and so he came to the second marriage, so he comes to ask me a shayla. He says that second marriage. And he always thought that then was this. You have to have first, you have to have stam, is a stop, that's a car, and then you have 7 days in addition. But he hears now from Zivik Sheni that he's too much of a machmir. That the din is that he's supposed that the first day that he makes a sakar does count towards the Shiva Nakir. And that's the way that this person was taught, presumably was doing for many, many years. So we came to Rabbi Willig, he should give the final psak in this very weighty question. Yeah, it is. It is controversial. It's a kusim. So I passed it against the kusim. The kusim, the one says, Rabbi Kusoy Amr Lishmaiz. The kusim made a mistake. Nebuch. Shows it, why am I giving you a Musa Haskel? I'm giving you a Musa Haskel to show that the people who, you imagine, I don't know the detail, maybe this woman, I don't know the final exact fact that she was married, it was a long time between the first, maybe she forgot. But there's a possibility that a woman who was trying her best, mamish, not Chalil al-Khas trying to do that there, was trying to be very careful with the doctor and these halachas, was Chalil al-Nichshel because didn't exactly know the din exactly. It's very clear. That's why I like the books that come out in English are very important. They write in very clear English and they repeat once, twice. Shimonite has a book, so repetitive, again and again. That's why it's the best book. Really, it's important enough that you should repeat it 5 times. So it's thinking, oh, wait a minute. Sometimes you read it quickly, you just go right over it, and make a terrible mistake. So the Shulchan Aruch is clear. That day she stopped, that effort does not count for the Shiva Nakim. Yes? Is the story I was telling? Say if a woman would have, let's say, seed on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, she would count Thursday the first of the Shiva Nakir.
They had 5 days first.
No, but on that Thursday she saw Dam. So Allah Khalaka cannot count the Shiva Nakir. The Kusim say, mix the Kulo. Wouldn't happen, you say, because of the other Khumra. Okay, well, I guess most of the men will do seed on the party. Anyway, just want to give you a marshal at this. Tell your kid, if you don't pass it, the kusim. That's a question. The kach mishpata. In tira beiz yamim o gimel u poska mi liros bodekas biyom she poska. She can make hefsek tara that same day. Today she tipstok v'tara. And she can start counting the shiv in the key in the next day. Now, some people ask me a kasha from Poletus. We'll get to that at the end of the sheet. 5 and 7. You know the coin word. It's 5 plus 7. But I will say that the Fruma, which the Ramo has in all cases, which the Rechmechaba only limits to certain cases. Ubedikazu tia samuch lemen ashmosh. Says the Ramo. Okay, no, I'm going to look at Chila. Ubediyevet, afilu lavot gat marak shachlis umot tatat vatahora, stagi bekat. Who says so? This is the Rashbo. Ula olam yulamet odam lahachma lachat chila betov besos, an expression basis of Ishtar. Shetehei brodekes v'yom hefstik tarosa v'moch dochum v'sheyiyah sham kol ben ashmoshim shezu abedika motiyah midei kol sopim. Who said this again, the Rashba? How can I remember two Rashbas? Teresit, the Rashba l'chatzkil is the biggest machmir and b'diyavet is the biggest maker. Okay? Let's leave out the second part of the Ramo for the moment about the, the Baruch Hu. Let's leave that out for now. Sivet. Roasa yom echad uvad upaska bo v'yom sricha livdog atzav v'moch dachu v'shiyah shem kol ben ashmashet. Also the mechaba turns fierce and says that she sees one mechaba b'chor is more machlin the Gemara than the Tiferesh in the Gemara. The Gemara knocked out b'dikah shachas and the mechaba is knocking out even what? everything short of Moktop comes to Ramotha Ratava. Ramot says, Ubidiyevet, and Botka Atma, son of Ben Ashmosh, Atma Torah, Amapish, the Hoya Mok Etla Ko Ben Ashmosh, and Sagi, even when? Even if that was the first day that she saw it. Moshe Chad and Gemara. Ava Badika Shachris, Lomani, Hova Lo Rosa, Rak, Yom Echot. That's reasonable. At first glance, the Ramah is very reasonable. Yeah. Good, so the Ramah makes the Pshara and the Machaber, everything seems to be on even keel. Right? Everything looks gewaldig. So the Chathili always need a Badika of Moktoch. But the Yevet, except for the case which he saw for the first time on that day, Badika Shachas is always good. Of course, that's an obvious question. She saw the first time on that day. So what are you talking about? I mean, we have all kinds of dinim that this should become a not sitting in. Dam on Sunday. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 5 days, that's probably normal. Sam on Sunday. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 5 days, that's perfectly normal. Then she makes Hefsek Tara Thursday morning, afternoon, whatever she did. She's clean. Friday, she's clean. Shabbos, all of a sudden Sunday, she's staying. Boom. Sunday, she sees up and rears down again. So the one of the shach, I would say, this is like a new rear. This is young Risha. Started a whole new ballgame. And therefore, she's starting all over again. If she did it on that Sunday, if she saw to the Shiva Nakim, she must have, according to the Machaber, Vidika Mokhtokuk, and even the Ramos only make it when I'm in Kulamala. So she'll see that Sunday, the Hefsek Tara, Sunday morning, it's no good. The Shach passes. Of course, the question will be, according to this, how do you define a new rear? What do you mean? How much of time has to intervene between the end of the previous rear and then the beginning of the new rear for it to be considered as something separate? Yes, sir. It'd be a different case.
The Valdek.
John asked, what's up with the following case? Why is the case you just mentioned now? Say the following case. She saw Dam. She was told about it. She saw Dam on Sunday morning. The Dam was very quick. It wasn't a regular monthly flow, whatever kind of Dam it was. And she sees Dam Sunday 7 o'clock in the morning. But Sunday 10 o'clock it all clear. She doesn't have 6 hours right then and there. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday she does nothing. And Friday morning she does the Shiva Nakim. Gevaldik. In that kind of case, that would be no good. Gevaldik, it's no good. It's no good. Why? Because she did a Hefsek Tara the first day she saw in the morning. That's the case if she's an Afkamin. Yeah? Good. Don't have come on the dike a whole Kiddush based on the other folks can reject. Why did the Shach give that case? Am I right? The Shach did not give that case, correct? Did he or didn't he? I don't think he gave that case. He gave the case which I just described. He didn't give Jonah's case. Correct? I believe so. So, hold on a second. The Bada Shulchan gives that there, Jonah gave. In Sif Cotton, and in Sif Cotton, Lamed Vav, he discussed this. Who gives the Teret? Chazanish gives the Teret. Some other. If somehow from Army Medaik and the fact that the Shach didn't give his Teret, then he said it's wrong. He required the Hefsek Tara be made some of the Shiva Nakim. The Hefsek Tara be made on day one, on A, and Shiva Nakim started on day one, and Shiva Nakim started on day two. It cannot be 3-4 days gap in between. Chazanish is no problem. It's one related did it. One is Hefsek Tara. That's one phase. And one is Shiva Nakim is another phase. They're not related. There's not going to be any time gap in between. Don't know that. But some want to make a chumra. A new chumra. Why did the Shach give Jonas the Chazanish Teret? It must be all they have to have smichas for the two consecutive days and Hefsek Tara and Shiva Nakim. The most possible say that's wrong. There's no reason to assume that. Why did the Shach give that case? Make us tell the next day. What's the big deal? That's the simpler, more accepted answer. Why the Shach didn't give Jonah and the Chazanish test? So far, we seem to be doing great. So it seems. Where did Ramot get what he said from? Where did it come from? So, the problem in the Rambam is to try to determine exactly which Rishonim is following. I mean, everybody, we saw it's the whole mishmash b'shitus. Who exactly is the Ramah follow? It's caused a number of posts to argue on the Ramah. For example, the Vilna Gaon said that if you see that day and that day, if you're doing that to Tata Beda you saw for the first time, that Minamin Chalamala would not help. You need what? You need Mokh Kol Ben Hashemot. How do you see that? You see that the Farish in the Gemara? It's only an implication. The Mala Yodea Munachas the Bedika of Minamin Chalamala. And all that Gemara meant was if you want to go to Chumra, if you're looking for Chumra, you've got to go all the way. If Mikra Adin, there can be a distinction between Minamin Chalamala and the Bedika of Shachar. I mentioned yesterday that the great Tarek, the Kash first he didn't like the Tosas the Chalal. Then he said that the Ramah was half like Tosas and half against Tosas. It's half like Tosas because he recognizes the validity of a Bedika Minamin Chalamala beyond Rishon. But it's against Tosas and it does not equate other days in which Dan is seen with Yom Rishon. So the great Tarek considers it to be a Kash. A couple of bachim came to him and said, hey, what's the kasha? He took half tosis he accepted, half a tosis he didn't accept. So the retire is assuming that that's impossible, that it's sort of toba or tie. Not that it's logically toba or tie, but it's in the heck with. What caused tosis to say that last thing was the fact that he got caught in the kasha, and he had another kasha. So this led him to this, so one thing led to another. So the Ramah would presumably hold that maybe that's how it started, that one thing led to another in tosis. But it doesn't mean that we have no right to accept one part of Tosfos without accepting the other. This might be a possibility according to the Ramah. Of course, this leaves open another possibility. The Hainu, that one could end up with the other way also, both Chumras. I mean, once you can say you can take both, go both ways with Kula, it's not Hatsa, not a Toa. The Ramah follows Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? That although if she didn't see that day, there's no distinction. But on the day, but as the Gemara says, but on because it's going to be machmir to machmir all the way. But on the day when she saw, no distinction based on the Tarek and Tosfos Tamaches and Mizbech. So the Sidrei Tarek, he doesn't like it. It's amazing Sidrei Tarek. I don't like the Tosfos. What does he want Tosfos? Does he like? What does the Tarek does he like? The first Tarek on what? On Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. What he likes. He thinks Tosfos Tarek is a docha. If you don't believe it, look it up in some Kuf Tzadi Vav, Siv Kotten Tet. Siv Kotten Tet. That's one thing. So, I'm not sure which way is the angling here, this is Reitar. The angle of the Chumra or the Kula. I mean, you know, which way, he doesn't like Tosfos Tzadi. I think it's quite firm which way he wants to go. Like a compromise. Then he asks, how can the Ramah say that on the second day, on the second day, Bedika Shachris helps B'di'evet, that's Ramah Beirish. He says because according to Tosfos, it would appear that on the day on which you saw, even though it's the second day, you require Bedika and Amin Cholamal. That's Tosfos and Samaches and Beis. That Tosfos Kiddush. He sees 2 days, and the second day also require Minamin Chalamala. Well, it'll be enough shaka from the third day, or the day after she stops seeing. So Manashach, he asks from there, it's a good kasher. Manashach, he gets against Tosfos, against Ramah. You want to follow Tosfos, then you should say that on any day which she saw, you must have Vedavka, Vedika, and Minamin Chalamala. That's a Sidrei Tarek kasher. It's a good kasher. That's a good kasher. It's a good kasher. Good kasher. She says, look, the Rosh says in Kitz Hilchos Nidah, the Rosh wrote also a booklet for the pamphlet. In the back, really, I'm serious, I'm not kidding around. You ever saw the Rosh's booklet? Not a bestseller. The Rosh wrote in the back of Masechet Nidah, after all the ins and outs and the details and the complications and all the Shaka Vataya, he writes, it's printed and paid Sadi Zion in our doc. Mamish, it's just right down. Heilach ha-hilchus nida be-kitzer. Mashe tzrichos b'nos Yisrael is over z'man hazeh. Mamash is so short. It's just it's a very, very short, brief, you know, it's gewaldic. And it was written by the Rosh. So he writes there in discussing the how she becomes Tahora, yeah, with a little dalit in the first column. Ubedika zu tia bein hashmoshes biyom shetiftik bo mi liro. So they already told bein hashmoshes. Bein hashmoshes. So if you look at the Madani end of Old Zalat, he says, the Beis Yosef already says that bein hashmoshes lav davka the summer club. What kind of bein hashmoshes? Bein hashmoshes is too late. You wait till bein hashmoshes is not firmly established that the day is clean. Then he's telling bein hashmoshes. So but then it's before that, he says, mashmer the posik of Yudah. The parak tinok, the tzarach here. The Beis Yosef says, "What is it?" So he sees from the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh requires dig a sum of the Ben Hashemosh. So the Beis Yosef said, "He only meant what lechatila." But the Rishas only meant for the Yavah, like our Tos. This is a big question. How do you fend for the Rama? So we'll end tomorrow. We'll try to see what the Rishas says about this. You look up the Sidur Tara. Called Tess and Yuri discuss this thing. The Chavos Das also machen more than the Rama. Rather the Halacha, then we'll come out with cool at the end. But be patient. Okay. Once again, the topic for today is Hefsek Tara. Now, yesterday we saw the Mishnah, about Samaches, and the Gemara with the Tosfos. We ended up with a bit of a cash against the Rama, because the Rama seems to be partly like Tosfos and partly against Tosfos. The Gemara seems to indicate there's no difference between a bedika which is done in a mincha l'mala and a bedika which is done before mincha. If you want to go all the way and require a bedika kol ben hashmoshes, okay. But once you don't do that, there's no point in having a bedika in a mincha l'mala, you're going to have a shakra today. That's the Gemara seems to say. Tosfos says two things. First, Tosfos says a chiddush. They say, in effect, the chumra and the kula. The chumra means, in effect, because it depends where you're coming from. In effect, that there's a chumra that says that not only is there a chumra the first day, the day which is first saw dam, we have to be a bigger chumra. But even in subsequent days, if she saw dam on that day, we go to chumra. This is based on a kasha from Rabbi Yossi from Nathan Gil. Then they turn around and they say, in effect, the kula, that it could be, well, depends where you're coming from again, that it's possible to make that according to certain shitas, that there is room to be to distinguish between the bedika of the shachmas and the bedika of mina mincha l'mal. And all the Gemara meant was, if you want to go to chumra, if you're looking for chumra, you got to go all the way. If mikra adin, there can be a distinction between mina mincha l'mal and the bedika of shachmas. I mentioned yesterday that the great tarek, the kasha against first he didn't like the tosfos b'chlal. Then he said if it's the Ramah, was half like Tosfos and half against Tosfos. It's half like Tosfos because he recognizes the validity of a bedikim and a mincha l'mala b'yom rishon. But it's against Tosfos and it does not equate other days in which dam is seen with yom rishon. So the Tzibetar considers it to be a kasha. So a couple of bachim came to him and said, hey, what's the kasha? He took half Tosfos, he accepted, and half Tosfos, he didn't accept. So the Ritar is assuming that that's impossible, that it's sort of Toba Atai. Not that it's logically Toba Atai, but it's in the Hechwit. What caused Tosfos to say that last thing was the fact that he got caught in the Kashan. He had another Kashan. So this led him to this. So one thing led to another. So the Ramah presumably holds that maybe that's how it started, the one thing led to another in Tosfos. But it doesn't mean that we have no right to accept one part of Tosfos without accepting the other. This might be a possibility according to the Ramah. Of course, this leaves open another possibility. The Hainu, that one could end up with the other way also, both chumras. I mean, once you can say you can take both, go both ways with kula, it's logically equally possible to say that any day in which a woman sees is considered like Yom Rishon, and you also need the Dafkawat, Ben HaShemashin. That could be Pashup Shad in the Rosh, in the Kitzur. In the handbook we saw, the Hebrew language handbook that the Rosh wrote, two lines, he's Pashup Shad, he reiterated that every woman has to have a Bedikah Ben HaShemashin. Where does that come from? It doesn't say something on the Chatzchila, because he didn't give a Bedikah there. So it could be, he holds the other side. The other way, he holds like Tosis, that any day which he sees like Yom Rishon, but he also does not like the second part of Tosis, and therefore he holds the other side of Bedikah Ben HaShemashin. I just want to say that it's possible in either direction to split the two conclusions opposed one from the other, and say, either like the Ramah, that we hold that the coolest, or according to the Rashi, all the Chumras. And Tosis in between, the cool and the Chumras. So these are both possibilities. Alright. The Marasha has an interesting point over here. If you turn to the Marasha, he raises an interesting Nakuda in the Sugya. The Marasha is like the close Tosis. It's like this. It's the whole thing takes less than three lines. Well, the fees that in the Marasha. The Yom Rishon came and shook the Roa by a lechule amud hafrashim and aminu kol amal. For sure. The Rebbe de kama berishon lo sha'alti v'ta'isi v'chulei. Ochi kama. Berishon lo sha'alti klal. Nishun de mayana pasuach v'ta'isi. Shahoya li lishol miya berishon and v'frishim and aminu kol v'chulei. The came in the pasuk v'duk. So the Marasha is saying, according to Tosfos, that what? That nobody ever would say that a hefsek tar would work for shakris on the first day mamish. That no one would say. According to the Pashup Shad Gemara, it's not true. The Gemara read it straight, but according to what the day of Ta'isi Shalosh Alti, which means a woman sees the first time at 6 o'clock in the morning, she does a hefsek tar at noon, it would be good. According to, right? But if the Rashi says that, the Gemara tells no one would ever say that. That's out of the question, because the Gemara says that's totally impossible. Tosfos implied. That nobody at all would say. Then it's certainly it's been a din to require an aminu kol amal. So the whole shaila is, but he should have at least asked that. Should have at least asked would have some tarak with aminu kol amal. That he should have asked. Even that he didn't ask. Is that a mashosis shot in the Tosfos? What do you say? Now, on this basis, the retire as a kasha against Rashi. Kasha against Rashi. Why against Rashi? Because Rashi says, like Tosfos over here, okay, which would presumably would mean that if Marasha is right, they would have to hold that nobody in the world would say that Hefsek Tara would work the chakras in the beginning, and they won. Whereas Rashi earlier seems to say that it would work. That in fact, the Hefsek Tara, according to one day, it would work, even in the first day, even in the morning. So there's a problem in Rashi. There's a problem in Rashi. Let's see. Yeah. Take a look at Rashi in Awadaf. He says, Mi'ikal and Mandoma, the next to the last Rashi before the Mishnah. On after Samachas in the day. Would anyone hold the first day? That's what the Gemara starts. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? There is a mandiyama. But what did Rashi say? When Rashi said Mi'ikal mandama, he was giving the preview for the whole discussion. The Rashi said, Va'afilu l'rabbanan batsroi, b'sheni shalahu d'ka'armi, that works. Aval v'rishin, d'havi p'sichas mayana, leka l'man d'omar, d'yimbotka batsoharayim, umot otor d'havi afrosh. So when the Gemara later on asks, aye, it's not true, there is such a man there, presumably what is the Gemara coming to the conclusion that what? That it works even when? Even when? But Tzorayim, what does Tzorayim mean? Noon. Not that I mean to call them out. Right? So Rashi here seems to be going that according to this one day, it's cool to take a day and found in the Sugya, even on day one, a particular works in the morning. But Rashi, Nun Gimel, seems to be going to see this in Tulsa. And the Marasha said that can't go together. The Marasha said, if you all like Tulsa, you must say that no one in it would ever say that a Bedika would work before Minch. This is the Sidrei Tara of Kash against Rashi. Rashi in Afnun Gimel is like Tulsa, like our Tulsa over here. Okay? Come again? Oh, no. Rashi in Afnun Gimel is like Tulsa over here. Samachas. And the Marasha said, according to Tulsa Samachas, no one ever would say but in the first day of Zika would work before Minamilch. But Rashi himself, the Migi Kumardava, seems to indicate that it would work before Minamilch. This is Sidrei Tara's Kash. Rashi said, Migi Kumardava, would anyone ever say that for Zika the first day works for Tzorayim? But then when the Gemara turns around and says, you betcha, there is someone who says that way. So the Rashi explained that it's mashiv even in bata, even in the morning. So the kasha and Rashi, yes. A good question. What is mincha mean? Mincha katana, mincha gadol? Huh? Pashim says what? I thought pashim is mincha katana. Is there ra'ah? Huh? The ra'ah is talking about the two halves of the day. Ah, mincha gadol, and he learns over here tzorayim means after achar tzorayim. Not fair. Does Rashi indicate the fairest which mincha is? How is Rashi saying? Zero. Right. Rashi battles with Katana. I don't think that's going to work. I think there are all some other puzzles that they use to infer that they may hold into the dough. But that sounds, I don't think it's going to work to Rashi. This is the Kashmir Sid Ritari. So the Chazanish answers by saying that a Bedika of Atzorayim would work for a Re'iyah which is seen at night. Introduced a new concept. We didn't think about it at all. Who thinks about it? What if she saw a Re'iyah at night? If the Re'iyah started at night? They want to say it. In that kind of case, the Bedika of Atzorayim would work. The only time the Bedika of Atzorayim would not work, according to Tosfos, is if the Re'iyah was seen by day. That's what he suggests. There's a tremendous push for Chumrah by some of the Achronim in this opinion. The Sidrei Tara and the Chavazdat form a coalition to push for Chumrah over here. Why? So, we already saw that Sidrei Tara didn't like the Bedikas Yom Rishon Menamin Chalamal. He insisted on Ben Hashmash and Sadat. And this he's even joined by the Vilna Gaon. Birat Ro. He says, what do you mean? This is you can't have this. You need Dafka Ben Hashmash. This is the Retara. He says, yes, John.
I
But now she's clean.
What? Post the whole, even in the second day, third day, she saw, she has to have a little mouth.
Yeah.
Right? Now, why does it say the hooks are raw? Just say raw. If you're talking about in the morning, say raw. She saw it, mama, she's better. She mama saw it, raw. The hooks are raw. It sounds like she mama, she saw it night before, but since the hooks are raw, I have to have a little mouth.
Could be. Maybe.
Does that make sense?
Just
part of the idea that she was guessing.
Yeah. Right, that's right. So the Sidrei Tara says that it does not work when I'm in Cholamal on the first day. Like the Mechab against the Ramo. Alright. So this alone wouldn't be so terrible. But then the Sidrei Tara wants to be Machmir even on any day Sheros above. That's the problem. The first day doesn't bother us much. We saw yesterday, not all that relevant. Well, it could be relevant, not that common. But you want to even be machmir when any day shiroh asabo. Any day.
Even be the other.
Hold on a second. Now, how far did he want to go? So the Sidrei Tara himself You get the impression he wanted to be machmir any day shirotzo ben amin cholamal. Chavez Das extended to ben hashmoshes. Let's take a look at the Chavez Das and see. So the Chavez Das says every hafsektar in the world has that mokzoch. That's what he comes out. With a series of calculated steps which lead to this conclusion. Right? It's a tremendous Kurmela Meister, and it's very interesting how he arrives at this conclusion. So I want to do a look at the Chavez Das and the beginning of Kuf Tzarivan and see how he reaches this conclusion. First of all, there are two Chavez Das, Aleph and his Beit. Let's see how it works. In Aleph, he says, that I am shakas yom shirasa in ibadatka ben ashmoshes. That's our Tosa Tavakas of the Beit. Therefore, he says, you have to have any day shirasavo has to have a bedika. A late bedika. Cannot do a bedika shakas. Cannot do a bedika shakas. Then, in order to further bolster this opinion, is the following chat. And this goes back to something which we try to avoid talking about during this summer. That's that question of nida zava. Now, I try to avoid talking about it. I mentioned it a little bit yesterday, the background. The nida, the zava, and the 7 days, and 11 days. The problem could be a simple one. A woman starts seeing dam Sunday, she's on Sunday and Monday, 2 days. So we say, look, Sunday is the first day she's off, but Monday is the second day. The second day, according to everybody else, aside from the toaster, so they'll be showing him, there's no problem. There's a Chavadas room. Because maybe, we don't keep Cheshire anymore. Maybe Sunday was the 11th day of the Amaziva. You know what I'm talking about? 7-11, you saw a little bit of the So that Monday, although the second day that she physically saw Dam, it's the first day of Rias Nida. He wants to say, if it's the first day of Rias Nida, then all the Chumris, which the Gemara has for the first day, should apply to any day on which she sees, because maybe that's the first day of Nida. That's a real chap. Then he figures someone's going to out-chap him. Aha! He'll try to out-chap me by saying, Mamanusha. Mamanusha. If you'll tell me it's the first day of Nida, they don't need what? They don't need Shiva Nekiyim, because all the Shiva Nekiyim is a Chumra Mishim Zalak. No. The Rajma, and we don't do it, we don't make this calculation. This calculation you don't make. My calculation he says you do make. But the other calculations you do not make. The truth of the matter is the Pashup Shat and the Paskim is that we don't make the same as we don't make the calculation of the Rajma Lakula. We don't make the calculation of the Chavez Das Lakula either. We just assume all across the board, we don't make any distinctions. We're not going to assume in the middle of nowhere that this today's star you may need it. Oh, it's another tiny guy that has to It's hooks. What's the var of the first day? The first is Mayana Pasua was just open today. Mayana was nipped up already yesterday. Even he'll call that Zav. No. True, not. That's not. But what I think he means, the Chavez Das is that even though B'mtzius, the dam was coming out already from yesterday, but al pi halacha, the first day of Yemei Nida, there should be more mach. The Ma'aseh said the minig is not to follow this Chavez Das. Chavez Das. Another thing. Okay. Another shiur we're just getting. The problem stay up late, 90 minutes, no, 2 hours. If they wait for half an hour, it's all right. But, the whole thing is the chum of the alma, so that should be sufficient. If she saw Dam at 6 o'clock, she couldn't have a Vedika at 7 o'clock. Even after he rejects the Maskana. Okay. Yeah. Perhaps. This is what I wanted to discuss with you so far, but now I want to spend the rest of the shiur going over the Maravakartis. It's like easy for me to sign and read 10 pages and then just go on your way. But I signed it for a very important reason, because the urine here on Kuf Tari Vav, Alam Bey, is a very, how do you say it, historicistic. How do you say that in English? Fundamental. So we have to go over them together to see what he has to say over here, because it's very, very important to know what he says. Very important. Beautiful presentation. Let's go together. The Shulchan Aruch we read yesterday. The first, Sricha, Bedika, Kol Ben HaShmoshes, Ve'afsokas, Tara, Kanal, Ve'chavad Das, completes his maneuvering, comes to the conclusion. Every single bedika must be mov dochuk ben hashmoshes, even b'diem. Otherwise, it's no good. This is the Chavis Da'at suggests. Because each day is the subject of the first day. Right. Sorry. Chavis Da'at is only machmir if you saw dam on that day. But in almost all cases, the maisa, a woman sees dam usually for 5 days, and she wants to get to tower that night, that afternoon. She's almost always in the situation of Rosh Hashanah, but also, yeah, why should she wait another day? So for the Chavis Da'at, Mok Dov Gaz Li Kuva. Wow. Yes? So Isi, let's just make the Marasosh, Marasosh, because so Shachris is out of the question. So to Isi, Shalosha Alti, Me'a Min Cholamal. Good. Right? So what do I mean? So therefore what? So they go to Chumrah, the Poskim go to Chumrah for some reason, therefore they come to the conclusion that Min HaMinuch HaLamal on the first day is no good. Not even the Shulchan Aruch said that, a little bit. So then the, well, the Chalitza Chathila. So then the Chavis Da'at says every day is like the first day. The series of Chumrahs here, the Chavis Da'at came to the conclusion you always need a Haskatar Mokhto. Other Poskim say it's not true. We saw every chumrah was controversial. You can't even makriach anything, any of the chumras. And then the poskim assume lemait like the Shulchan Aruch on the Ramon. On the first day proper, then there are more of the mainstream poskim who are more machmir. The Vilna Gaon is machmir, the others they need a davka mochtoch and kol ben hashmoshim. But on other days shiras above, the poskim seem to be maybe makel. That Bedikas Mincha would work, and even B'diavad, even Bedikas Shachris would work. But I always tell people like this, that whenever there's a problem, I should try to make a Bedikas Hefsek Tara already on the Shachris. Because very often the women now, working women and other, they get busy with babies and other things. I've got many, many Shilas. A woman called me up, I just missed the Shkia by 3 minutes. And I want to know, is the Hefsek Tara good or is it no good? So I just gave a shiur in the Brachos Kapurur just yesterday, showing that it's no good, even though other people disagree. I understand. So the Chorah should be no good. So it's very hard to find coolers, etc. So I always say that they should try if it's possible. People go to work, and they can't do a proper Hefsek Tara at work, and they come home and they get stuck on the subway. I always do the Hefsek Tara in the morning. Because Bidi Yemen, you can rely on that. We never discussed Yom Shiraz the first day. The Yom Shiraz, though, is not the first day Shiraz, the fifth day Shiraz. And then, later on, the Chatzilah should try to do Bidika Ibn Mincha and then the Moch Dochu Ben HaShemosh. But don't wait for that. Because very often, if you wait for a Chumrah, you want to wait until the last minute, then the phone rings, and then see it off the phone, it's already after Shki. No problem. So, that's a serious. Serious situation. So therefore, the bedikah should be done earlier if possible, and another will be done later. Not around. Okay. I must say the Chazon Ish, who at the end of Mekla, across the board, suggested a very radical chumrah at one point. He wanted to say I mentioned to you a few minutes ago that he wanted to say a few Rashi. And you see that. The Bedikah should always work in what we call the next time period. If the Riyah was seen by night, then anyone said the Bedikah would help by day. If it was seen by day, it wouldn't help by day. That's what he had to answer for Rashi. This he wanted to come with a Chumrah Niflah. He wanted to say at one point, so if the woman saw Dam, Min HaMinuch B'Lamayla, then Pesach Tara wouldn't work there. Do you need B'Davka when? B'Davka Ben HaShmoshes. You would hear how his Mahalach HaMachshav is. The Bedikah should not be in the same time frame that the Dam was seen. If the Dam was seen at night, the Bedikah is done by day. If Dam was seen by day, the Bedikah is done in HaMinuch B'Lamayla. If Dam was seen in HaMinuch B'Lamayla, the Bedikah has to be done the Melt Dachak Ben HaShmoshes. Does he suggest at one point? It's neat, but the ending rejects it. If he has a maskon at the bottom line, he says it's not true. It'll be tremendously relevant, because very often women have come down to the last minute of Efsik Tara, so we're not knowing to the school of the Chazarish. Sorry. I say the woman should, unless the woman has had a problem, some of the Mokhtokha can cause problems. But, what if they claim it's hard, whatever reason. So I recommend they should put in the Mokhtokha. No, based on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch said, Lechatz the Rashba. Lechatz Chila, Yilma, Lechatz the Kolom, Tov, Beso, to put in Mokhtokha. Mokhtokha is a tampon. It's no big deal. And it has to be the Kol Ben HaShmosh. How long is Ben HaShmosh? Another shiur we just gave. The problem is they have to wait 90 minutes, no, 2 hours. If you have to wait for half an hour, it's all right. But, the whole thing is the chumra v'yalma, so that should be sufficient. If she saw Dam at 6 o'clock, she shouldn't have a bedikah at 7 o'clock. Even after he rejects the maskana. Okay. Perhaps. This is what I wanted to discuss with you so far, but now I want to spend the rest of the shiur going over the Maram Akarpis. It's like easy for me to sign and read 10 pages and then just go on your way. But I signed it for a very important reason. The Biurim here on Kuf Tzadi Vav, Alef and Beis, are very, how do you say it, historistic. How do you say that in English? Fundamental. So we have to go over them together to see what he has to say over here, because it's very, very important to know what he says. Very important. Beautiful presentation. Let's go together. The Shulchan Aruch already read yesterday. The first one is like he starts off with a milsa de charifusa, I really want the first of the riot. Yishish anasa mi mokam le mokam acher. Shetfila lispo shivin akim. Yesh hevdel ben shol sa shkia. Uwe mokam shenasa ala shkia mukdemes ala mokam. Ala mokam la mais. Someone is traveling from the Lake Como to New York. But the shkia is earlier in New York. Alright? You have to wait. Have to keep in mind the hours. You don't have to keep it in mind. Back to traveling to California to New York.